You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is the heart of winter, and there you are in the heart of the Upper Peninsula, wanting to raise some money for your community. If you're the Rotary Club of Iron Mountain Kingsford, you embrace the winter and come up with a pretty unique fundraiser, the Car Plunge Contest. Jaina Hootery of the Rotary Club is here with us now from Iron Mountain. And this is year three for the Car Plunge, Jaina, which is what exactly?
That's right. This is our third annual Car Plunge Contest. And what we have done is one of our members donated a car to the club, and we had the car brought to a local vocational education center. And the students in several of the classes stripped the car of all of its parts, everything. It's just been stripped. There's no fluids. There's nothing that could pollute this vehicle. And then it was painted a bright color so that it can be seen from quite a distance. And we placed it on the ice of something local here called Chapin Pit, which is actually a caved-in mine. And it's quite deep, and it's a non-recreational lake. We don't even call it a lake. We just call it a pit. And we put it out there, and this is our third year pushing it out onto the ice, and we put a webcam on it and link it to our club's website, and people can guess when that car is going to sink through the ice.
Now, I remember we talked to your dad on Stateside 2 years ago, the first year that this all began.
Yes.
And as I recall, he explained this really is not a new idea. People were doing it decades ago.
Yes, I think it's probably an idea that's fairly common in the northern states. It's something fun to do in the winter, in addition to all the other wonderful things that we do up here in the winter. But it's something fun. It keeps people occupied. People like to wager on things. And this way, for $10, you can enter three guesses in, and the person who is closest to the actual sinking time will win $2,000.
And so being this the third year, you've had a couple of years of this, and I'm interested in when the cars plunged in the first couple of years.
The first year we did it, it was April 4th, early evening, I think 5:41.
And that was a really fierce winter. I remember that winter.
It was pretty chilly up here that winter.
Yeah.
Correct. And last year, it was a bit warmer, and we were all kind of nervous. It actually plunged on March 17th. At about 1:57 in the afternoon.
What are you thinking for this year?
This year, it's been off and on. We've had periods of unbelievably warm temperatures, and then we plunge back down into the single digits. For instance, it was 1 o'clock when I left my house this morning. The high today is supposed to be 13, but yet in 2 days it's supposed to be 41. And we've been experiencing this kind of weird weather all winter, so I entered my guesses online the other day, and I chose dates that were all towards the end of March.
Interesting. Now, for the two contests you've had so far, how much money has this contest raised? I'm kind of curious about how well it's done for the community.
It's the Rotary Club that is running the contest, and the funds that we have raised all stay local. They go to fund our local community projects. We have done park revampings. We've built things for the community as far as like a viewing platform on one of the high hills in town. We built a bridge over a creek at a local park. We've done a lot of other things, but we also sponsor four scholarships to two area high schools every year. And so all the money that we raise from this contest goes right back into our local community here for those scholarships and projects.
And since people are going online, they're going to rotaryimk.org, and there you can find a link where you can buy three bets for $10. So you can track where people are from, can't you? And I'm just curious how far away some of these bets have come from.
Yes, I did check recently just to kind of see how the online guesses were going the other day. We've got a whole committee within our club that is handling the entries. They're putting all of the entries into spreadsheets according to the dates and the times chosen, so that when the car does plunge, it will be very easy to determine our winner. And I did take a quick peek, and we have a lot of people from Lower Michigan, and a lot of that is due in part the first year we ran it, the story was picked up by the Detroit Free Press, and that just really took off from there. We had inquiries from as far away as Germany, and it's fun that people are so intrigued with what we do here in the Upper Peninsula during the winter for fun.
Well, you can go again to rotaryimk.org, and the webcam is there. You can find a link, and again, three bets for $10. And how late do people have to place their bets? Do you have a cutoff date?
We don't have a cutoff date. What we decided to do this year, just because the weather is so iffy, we decided that we will allow the online guesses to continue indefinitely, but any entries that were received within 24 hours of the car plunge will be refunded.
What kind of car is sitting out there, by the way?
It is a 1998 Saturn, which if anybody knows things about cars, these early Saturns, they're just all plastic. So getting the car out onto the ice was really a piece of cake. It's so lightweight. there's nothing in it except the steering mechanism so that we can maneuver it once it's out on the ice. And we do have a cable attached. It is anchored to the shore because, of course, we have to retrieve it once it does sink and pull it out. But
you can recycle it for next year.
Absolutely. The car is really taking a beating the last couple of years when we've retrieved it. We had the windshield's now broken, but we're going to try and use it as long as we can.
Hey, it's doing its bit for the Rotary Club of Iron Mountain Kingsford.
That's right. And we really appreciate you asking about it. It's a lot of fun for us and a lot of fun for the community as well.
Jaina Hootery, we want to thank you so much from the Iron Mountain Kingsford Rotary Club, and best of luck with the big car plunge contest.
Thank you.